All right, the second to last talk in the 10th HPC Dev Room at Potsdam is by Edgar on MPI Bind.
We saved the best for last. Edgar Leon, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. I work for Livermore Computing, which is the institution that, or the organization that fields the supercomputers at the laboratory, and we are currently hosting the fastest supercomputer in the world. I will talk about MPI Bind, a library that maps applications onto supercomputers. To begin, HPC users face complex architectures. On one hand, you have applications with different requirements, so they need portability, at least at the laboratory and other institutions. We need applications that run not only on one architecture, but on multiple architectures, and we want our application developers to be productive, particularly when they move across architectures, across vendors. And we want them to be able to extract a significant percentage of the peak performance of the architecture. And so here on the screen, I have several of recent architectures, including the AMD MI300A, which I will go into a little bit more detail. But there is also the NVIDIA architectures and others. So to give you a closer look at how these architectures look like, this is the node topology of the AMD MI300A, which is the heart of the El Capitan supercomputer at Lawrence Livermore. And this is the top super at the moment in the world. On the right-hand side, they have a picture of the MI300A chip. And you can see that it's composed of multiple chiplets. So you have six accelerator chiplets. Those are the ones that I highlighted. And then you have the three CPU chiplets, which are not highlighted here. And then you have HBM memory on the sides. One of the key characteristics of this chip is that you have a single memory, right? So you have this memory that is shared, physically shared, between the CPU and the GPU. So this is different than other architectures where you have CPU memory and then you have GPU memory and then you have to be moving data back and forth, right? So a key distinguished characteristic there. So on a compute node of El Capitan, we have four of these, right? And so you have the four quadrants here. And the three CPU chiplets show like this. So you have eight cores per CPU chiplet, and you have two hardware threads per core. Each, as I said, each APU has its own memory. And here is the GPU. And